Good morning, this is DJ Big Mac, and I'm here with Jeff Reinhardt, the MWR director, and Kelsey Lambert, the school liaison. We're talking about the MWR and the CYP for the month of the military child and Purple Up Week. So would you mind introducing yourselves real quick?
You first, Kelsey.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I'm Kelsey. I'm the school liaison here at NSA Bahrain. So I do a little bit of everything with CYP and the Dodea School. We have a lot of fun, but helping people transition smoothly in and out of Bahrain.
And I am Jeff Reinhardt. I'm the MWR director here. And so as the name implies, I direct the MWR program, which is all the cool, fun stuff that you see on base, the gyms, the theaters, the food court, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You guys are the favorites around here.
Yeah, we had the fun jobs.
You guys in the polos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of roles and responsibilities do you do on a day-to-day basis usually?
Well, every day is different, really, for me. But generally speaking, we have, from my seat, actually, I was just talking about this with somebody recently. MWR does all the fun, but that doesn't mean I do fun. I'm right. Doing a lot of, right now, I'm writing the budget for next year so that we have the funds that we need to execute MWR's mission, right? That's not a lot of fun, but it's necessary. And
helps out with to get to the fun part, right?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't just help out, it's essential. If we don't have funding, we don't have fun. Okay. Well, that's a nice tagline. I have to use that.
Yeah, I got to keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then personnel management's a big one right now. We got to have the people to make it happen. So there's a lot involved in hiring people and training people and doing that all of that, especially right now with some of the hiring freezes and things like that. So we've been navigating all of that. Then there's just a million logistics involved. Until I became a recreation professional, I didn't really realize what went into it. I would just show up on vacation and be like, oh, I'm gonna go on a tour and they're gonna go show me these cool whatever. And I didn't think about everything that went into making that tour happen for me. So we have that across, a wide department of a lot of different activities and programs and events that each have their own logistics to pull everything off. So for example, if you wanna go, if there's a concert we're gonna talk about next week, there's a concert coming up. There's a whole lot that goes into setting that concert up. It doesn't just magically show up on stage for you to enjoy, which is what I think most people, including myself, used to think. You just show up, you enjoy the concert, and you go home. You don't realize how much time is spent prepping it and then breaking it down and all that, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, I'm sure.
Especially, MWR has the food and beverage program. So most everything you see in Building 261, the food court and the Oasis and all that, that's all MWR. And there's a ton of stuff that goes into getting that pizza in your hands, the behind the scenes stuff. So that's gotcha. What we do from an overview perspective is make sure that all of that is happening smoothly and efficiently as possible.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Quite a bit to do there.
What about you, Kelsey? What do you do?
A little bit of everything. I have also a fun job. I do a lot of really cool things for the kids here in Bahrain. Like I mentioned, one of the big things is helping families transition. So when families are moving here to Bahrain, getting them connected with all the right resources, making sure that their children are ready to start school when they arrive, and also on the back end when families are leaving Bahrain, making sure that they are getting connected with their new commands. So a lot of different things transitionally, but then we do lots of cool stuff throughout the year. So one of the fun things I'm doing right now is teen employment program. So one of the only opportunities for our teenagers to work here in Bahrain is through our teen employment program. So that's getting started right now. And that's one of the fun things that I get to do. We get to prep all these kids to do interviews, make sure their resumes are good to go. And then we pick a few of them to have jobs within our program. So we send some to MWR to go hang out with Jeff. And then we keep some within CYP so that they can have a paying job over the summer. So that's one of the kind of different fun things I get to do. But my job is a little all over the place. We'd be here all day if either of us talked about our
right,
jobs.
Yeah, so busy people. And so what's going on with this month specifically as far as having it be the month of the military child?
So month of the military child is really the, we as we always say month of the military child is really every day. We celebrate our military kids all the time. Oh, yeah. But month of the military child is just that month that we are able to set aside throughout the year to really dive into the recognition that all of our military connected children deserve. So it's a lot of fun for us. We do lots of cool events to celebrate the kids. And it's really a time where we can all come together and just focus on the kids. So we have lots of cool things planned, and we're excited to share those with you.
Oh, yeah, we definitely get more into that after this next break here.
AFM The Eagle. If a rash develops while listening, do not discontinue use. Serving America's best.
All right, we are back. We got Jeff Reinhardt, the MWR director, and Kelsey Lambert, the school liaison, talking about the Military Month of the Child specifically. But then also we got Purple Up Week coming up, and the programs will be coming up in that next topic. For now, how about going over like what the impact of what these programs do for the children around here? How does all that affect them in their lives?
Life as a military child is full of challenges and also opportunities, especially if you get to live somewhere like Bahrain. And we try to capitalize on that as much as possible by involving them, or at least providing opportunities for local cultural experiences and just anything to expose them to the different people and the different backgrounds and the different ideas that come with living in a overseas environment in particular. And that ties, I think, directly to the kids' ability to deal with those challenges that are specific to military child, right?
Yeah, it's a whole different kind of life than just growing up in the States and being comfortable there. I mean, when it's a whole different culture in other places in the world, right? So it's interesting to get used to that as a young kid, right?
And especially when most of these, I would say most is probably accurate, right? Most of these kids are not just experiencing one change. It's not like you're just going from the States to Bahrain once. Most of them are constantly moving. Every couple of years, they're going somewhere new. So it's not uncommon to meet a kid that's like, this is my eighth school that I've been to, and I'm only, you know, 14 years old or something like that. So having some sort of consistency in their life, I think, is important. And that's where these type of programs and services come in, you know, kind of blending the two. But for example, the CYP has a teen center and the school age care program and the CDC, particularly the teen center. It's an all voluntary thing. It's not a child care thing at all, right? Kids go there because they want to go get involved in activities and events. And having that at every installation you go to around the world can kind of serve as a consistency for them, and an anchor, if you will, that allows them to go at least have something that they can recognize. And as soon as they come on board, they're like, I'm going to go to the teen center, and I know there's people there that care about me, and I know there's going to be activities, events, ways that I can meet new friends and go out and see the culture. And that's specific to CYP, but MWR and CYP actually work together quite often in that vein. They actually used to be one. CYP used to be under MWR, and not too long ago that shifted, but they're still under the same umbrella that we call N9. And so, for example, MWR's ticket and tour office will work with CYP to help put on a field trip, let's say, to go, I don't know, down to the track and go go-karting, for example.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's just go-karting, but how does that tie into it? But that is that consistency. They go and, oh, this feels a little bit like home. I've met some new friends. That helps me now feel more resilient and connected and able to focus on the things that I need to do, like going to school and supporting my family, et cetera, as a military child.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know I wasn't like a specific like military child or anything like that, but there's always programs that get you like involved with other kids and stuff like that. Those kinds of programs, especially, I'm sure, would be helpful to someone who's going overseas a lot or just moving locations in general.
Yeah, if you think about it, if you are from anywhere USA and you're born and raised there, you have your friends that you met in kindergarten, and for the most part, you kind of grow up together, right? But over here, you're starting over. These kids are starting over constantly. Every couple of years, they're leaving friends behind and having to make new ones. And you know, the Kelsey mentioned a term before earlier that I think is worth highlighting is military connected. This isn't necessarily or isn't just about the military, like active duty military kids. There's a lot of other kids, civilian kids that are part of this community that are connected to the military as well. And some of those civilian kids, for example, like my kids, I've lived here for 7 years and they've seen 3-4 sets of really good friends come through bond and then they leave and they're left here going, well, I have no more friends anymore because they all just PCS'd. So the programs give them an opportunity to kind of an excuse, if you will, to meet those new kids and bring them into the fold while also educating and indoctrinating those new kids and helping them feel comfortable. So it's really a give take kind of thing all in this military connected environment, if you will.
Okay, so that's kind of how the MWR connects with the CYP to really bring everybody together in that kind of a way then?
Yeah, that's one way.
Yeah, I would say that's a great example of kind of how our programs work together, but also the opportunities that we provide all of the kids here at NSA Bahrain with ways to get involved and ways to stay connected through all of the transitions. Like Jeff mentioned, there's a lot of kids that move, but we do have a good group that does stay here in Bahrain for more than a few years. So we kind of have both populations. So it's very cool to see the kids who have been here for more than 5 years or so kind of be the anchoring point for a lot of our incoming and outgoing kids throughout the years. But some ways that CYP can also stay involved, Jeff talked about the teen program, which is an excellent opportunity for any of our teenage children here on the base to find a home away from home, I guess a safe space to hang out. But through some of those programs, we have like monthly hail and farewell events for the kids. That term may be familiar if you're in the military, but just an opportunity to welcome all of our new youth into the program and then also say goodbye to everyone who may be PCSing. An example at the like elementary school level, we have a program called Anchored for Life, which provides lots of resiliency education to young kids so that they can prepare for all of these key milestones, not just moving, like also PCS. There is also lots of supports that program provides. And then we also have our military family life counselors embedded in our CYP programs and within the school. So lots of ways for the children to not only be supported through all of the great programming that we offer, but also to be emotionally supported while they're in our programs and while they're here in Bahrain attending the Bahrain school.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting to be a kid in that kind of situation, actually have something to look forward to. Yeah, in this next talk break, we'll get into those events that we're talking about that get people involved.
Short on wind, long on music. AFN The Eagle.
So we are here with Jeff Reinhart and MWR director and Kelsey Lambert, school liaison. And we've been talking about the month of the military child and how it's good to keep some stability for children going through transitional period, like moving in their life and like having to switch up your like routine and how it's tough to keep consistency and motivation and all that. So now we got how programs and events kind of help out with that. And we got some specific ones this month, right?
Yeah, actually coming up next week, we have a whole week of Purple Up stuff. So that's, you want us to get into that now?
Yeah, it'd be good to hear about those and kind of see when what we could participate in to help out.
All right, well,
get involved.
Let's see. Kicks off on the 26th of April, I believe. That's Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Right? So come on out. The Navy Exchange is actually partnering with us on Saturday to host a big Purple Up event from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. In the Freedom Souk. So join us for lots of fun events. Celebrate Purple Up before you head over to see Jeff's team at the pool.
Wait, Kelsey, what is the Freedom Souk? I've never heard of that before.
The Freedom Souk. The Freedom Souk is where the Navy Exchange is and where the food court is.
Oh, you mean building P-911?
Yes, or building 261. It has lots of names here in Bahrain.
It's actually building 261, but everybody calls it P-911, which is actually the Freedom Souk. So this is a public service announcement to educate.
They are all the same place.
Yeah, so right after that, come on over to the the pool. We're going to have a family fun swim day. So it'll be an opportunity for folks to get in. It'll be at the fitness pool, actually. They're going to remove the lane lines and let everybody get in there. And
okay, I was kind of wondering about that, how that would happen.
Yeah, and you know, the kids in particular that sit and go, I wish I could go play in there, but there's lane lines in the way. This is your chance. So, and it's good swimming weather now. The weather's warm, but it's not super hot yet. And the water's comfortable. We actually keep it climate controlled. So that kicks it off the event, those two events there, or kicks off the week, sorry, with those two events. And yeah. Then the next one, Kelsey.
Yeah, Monday, I'm particularly excited about this one. On the 28th, we're hosting a Purple Up Bounce Party on Memorial Field. Join us on Memorial Field. You may think you've been to a Bahrain bounce party, but you haven't. There's lots of secret inflatables that MWR hides in the warehouse that we're pulling out for this event. So join us for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out for the bounce party and take a look at all the secret stuff that they've got.
The secret stuff. And then right behind it is the very next day, the 29th, is a Purple Up Armed Forces Kid Run. And then this is really cool. We have Olympic athletes coming. So gold medalist will actually be here to do a field day track clinic and a basketball clinic with the kids. So they'll be there to join in on the Armed Forces Kid Run first. That will be out there on Memorial Field, and then we'll do the clinics, track and field clinics, and then basketball clinics, and we'll swap back and forth. And actually, adults are welcome to participate in those as well. So while there's a kid clinic for track going on Memorial Field, there'll be an adult clinic going on for basketball inside the gym, and then we'll switch. So when that's over, the adults can come out, do the track clinic, the kids will go in and do the basketball clinic.
Wow, pretty cool.
And then the last one.
Yeah, the final event to celebrate Month of the Military Child is our Purple Up Celebration Concert. So we have some special guest performances, and the show will be opened up by the Bahrain School Alt Band. So some of our high school students will be coming over to perform a set for us. We're going to have some games and activities, and then I'll let Jeff say who our closing act will be.
It's a band called Aila. They are a family band here made up of military-connected kids. Ooh. And they're going to... They've played a few times. If you've been around, you've seen them before. If not, it'll be a good first time to see this family local band.
Yeah, their star drummer is actually in the studio with us today.
Really?
Jeff is the drummer for Aila. So.
I'm the drummer, the manager, the celebrity tour guide, the taxi driver.
They're really good. They're not amateurs. So both of those groups, that'll be a lot of fun to see some of our military children featured at our closing event. So we're really excited about that.
And that was a lot we just threw out. And if you're like me, you're like listening to the radio driving or something, like, oh, I didn't get any of that. So the good news is all of that is available in all of our marketing platforms. So if you keep your eyes peeled for the purple posters all over base, you're going to see purple posters to say Purple Up for the Military Child. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our Instagram page. It is on the digital display boards that you see all around the place. So if you're one of those people that ignore the signs and the flyers because there's so many of them, don't do that right now. Pay attention to the purple ones at least, and write down the dates and times and everything. Get the details. And we're really hoping for a good community engagement, big crowd at all of these events.
Yeah, and don't forget to wear purple. Remember, it's Purple Up for the Military Child. So show up in your purple.
Purple is one of the best colors. I know I'm always seeing those posters up around base, and I see a new one every time. And every time I see a new one, I take a picture of it, just throw it on my phone and make sure I'm up to date on what's going on for the month.
Good job. Everybody do what DJ Big Mac does.
Yeah.
When you see it, take a picture and keep it fresh in the brain there. That's good.
Yeah, no shame. It's cool. It's fun to, you know, keep involved with all that stuff. Just figure out what you're doing for the weekend, you know, have some fun, get out there and meet some people and, you know, have a good time.
AFM The Eagle. Anything else is like having Fruit Loops. Serving America's best.
We are here again with Jeff Reinhard, MWR Director, and Kelsey Lambert, the school liaison. You know, we've been going over a lot about what the MWR and the CYP they do for kids here in Bahrain. But I was wondering, like, specifically as far as Bahrain goes, what's different here for kids compared to like other places, maybe culturally?
Yeah, so I think living out here in Bahrain as a military connected child is quite different from being in the States. One, we are not in the United States. We are also pretty remote here in Bahrain. The climate is also quite extreme, which I think a lot of people, it takes a while to kind of adjust to, especially if you move here during our hotter months in the summer. But some of the ways that we try to get kids more connected to our host nation culture here is to provide them with opportunities to explore and just be educated more on life here in Bahrain as visitors. So one of the things that we do is about once a quarter, we take all of our new teens, if they sign up, to a new teen orientation and our Marhaba Club field trip. So Marhaba means welcome in Arabic. So this is kind of our welcome to all of the new youth and teens to the island. We try to do a cultural experience, but as I said, it's quite hot here in the summer. So sometimes that is a fun indoors field trip. This is all with the teen center. So getting connected with the teen center are ways that we like to get our kids more involved. But sometimes it may be going to the museum or doing a walking tour, just ways for the kids to experience the local culture in Bahrain, taking them to Bahraini restaurants or going to the souk. So lots of great opportunities to learn more about our host nation and how we can just live side by side with all of the locals here in Bahrain. So any opportunity to learn more about the cultural experiences is a great one.
So a little story for you, I guess, to highlight this, to answer this question in the form of a story.
Love to hear it.
So a lot of people don't know what Bahrain is like, right? They have a very inaccurate picture of what Bahrain looks like. And I was one of them. I actually had opportunities to come here years ago. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not interested in going to Bahrain. And then I was asked to come out for work and do a site assist visit. And I said, okay, well, I'll go for the week and check it out and help out. I was living in Spain at the time. And I came over here and I had an interesting experience. One, I found myself feeling uncomfortable in a few positions that I didn't anticipate being uncomfortable. And I was asking myself upon reflection, like, why am I uncomfortable right now? Nobody is doing anything or even looking at me to make me feel uncomfortable. And I realized that I had some prejudice that I didn't even know I had because my experience of the Middle East at that point had been what I'd seen on television or what I'd seen in the movies. And unfortunately, that's mostly not good. So I found myself a little uncomfortable and I'm like, this isn't right. And then so I came and I had a wonderful week, had nothing but amazing experiences, interacted with amazing people, had some amazing food, and it was awesome. And I went home to my family and like, how was it? Was it as bad as you think? Like, no, it wasn't even close to what you think. It was amazing. It was a fantastic place to be with a lot of really cool opportunities, a lot of wonderful people. There's no reason in the world not to go to Bahrain. And so we decided right then and there that if the opportunity ever presented itself to come back to Bahrain, we would take it. And so lucky for us, about 3 years later, job opportunity came up and we decided this time let's go. And initially we're just planning to come for a couple years and now it's been 7 years and we've been so many cool places for travel. We've met so many cool people from literally the world. I mean, I go to church with people from like 13 different nationalities and I've had food that I didn't even know existed before and just really, really cool opportunities that I would have never been able to even dream of, let alone experience, if I hadn't chose to come here. So I would say if you're out there on the fence thinking about orders to Bahrain, just say yes. You're not going to be here forever. Just say yes. Yes, it gets hot, but it's really only hot for a few months. The rest of the time, it's actually pretty nice.
I was gonna say the same thing, like really just say yes. I actually had an opportunity to come out here as an intern 10 years ago and work within CYP. It was only for a few months, but I didn't even think about it. I didn't know where Bahrain was, but I just said, yes, I will go. And I looked it up as soon as I got off the phone and saw where it was. And I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool. I knew it was in the Middle East. I didn't know exactly where. And I didn't know how teeny tiny of an island it was. But I came out here and I loved it. I was here in the fall, so that probably helped a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of given a similar opportunity to Jeff. I came out here for about a month on a little assist a few years later, and had been kind of every time a job came up in Bahrain, it just wasn't the best time for me. But then a few years ago, it came up at the right time, and I'm here now. I've been here almost 4 years. So I think same as Jeff, just say yes and come out and see what Bahrain is all about. But we as adults, I think, have a little bit different perspective, but it's really cool to see all of the kids and the teenagers here really take on like what it means to be in a foreign country and really take advantage of all the opportunities that they're given. So it's really cool to see the kids not only understand what it means to be in a country that isn't our own, but to also share that with their peers and to see them share that when they go on trips for school or for sports. It's really awesome to see them try to change their perspective on the Middle East and change people's minds. So that's always really fun.
Lock it in and rip the knob off. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
So we got Jeff Reinhardt, the MWR director, and Kelsey Lambert, the school liaison here in Bahrain. And we're getting to the end of this. I was wondering what kind of last thoughts you had regarding the MWR and the CYP and just in general.
I would say just kind of final thoughts on Month of the Military Child
right.
as a whole is to really just talk to the kids, talk to your own children, talk to the children in the community and see what it is that they need to be supported. But those things that they are experiencing and feeling. So if we don't talk to the kids, we don't really know what they want, but also what they're experiencing. So I would just encourage everyone out there, even if you don't have kids, just to talk to our military connected kids this week and this month to just learn more about their experiences and kind of what they're going through. We're kind of talking about it as it may be somewhat of a negative impact, and it is, and they build resiliency through that. But a lot of our kids don't see it as negative, and they see the positive in a lot of things. And that's what it means to be a military child. So just always learning more about what it is we can do to support them is kind of what I would leave us with.
I agree with Kelsey, support 100%. Two foot stomps I'd like to end with. One is please come out to the events on the Purple Up Week. You know, we just talked about those with the swim all the way to the concert. We really want to have good participation. That's the best way you could support these guys is come out and just have fun with them. And then one more thing not related to Purple Up and Month Military Child, really, but a lot of people have been asking. They were really bummed when we had to cancel the Dublin Dash 5K run walk. So that is back on, and it is rescheduled for May 4th. So come on out on Star Wars Day, May 4th, and do the Dublin Dash reboot, if you will, in Mario's Courtyard.
All right. Thank you guys very much for showing up and giving us all that juicy information about what's going on the base. This has been fun. Yeah, I'm excited to see what's going on and look at my schedule and see what's going on and maybe check it out here and there. And yeah, this has been AFN Bahrain 106.3 The Eagle, where we serve America's best.